Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School today. And in our study today, we're going to continue the studies of the great men and women of the Bible. And we have come to the great prophet Elijah. And you'll want to follow along in your Bible as we read his story beginning in 1 Kings chapter 17. Now, while you're turning to 1 Kings chapter 17, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now take your Bibles. Follow along with me. If you're reading the King James Version, you'll be able to follow very closely. I'm reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. 1 Kings chapter 17 and the story of Elijah. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the sojourners of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As Jehovah the God of Israel liveth before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of Jehovah came to him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee. So he went, and did according to the word of Jehovah. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. And it came to pass, after a while, that the brook dried up because there was no rain in the land. 1 Kings 17 and verse 8. And the word of Jehovah came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there, gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in my vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, As Jehovah thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in the jar, and a little oil in the curse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it forth unto me, and afterward make one for thee and for thy son. For thus saith Jehovah, the God of Israel, The jar of meal shall not waste, neither shall the curse of oil fail, until the day that Jehovah sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. The jar of meal wasted not, neither the curse of oil fail, according to the word of Jehovah which he spake by Elijah. 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse 17. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, What have I to do with thee, thou man of God? Thou art come to bring my sin to remembrance and to slay my son. And he said unto her, Give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom, and carried him up into the chamber where he abode, and laid him on his own bed. And he cried unto Jehovah, and said, O Jehovah my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times, and cried unto Jehovah, and said, O Jehovah my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come unto him again. And Jehovah hearkened unto the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came unto him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child, and brought him down out of the chamber into the house, and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, See, thy son liveth. And the woman said to Elijah, Now I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of Jehovah in thy mouth is truth. 1 Kings chapter 18, beginning in verse 1. And it came to pass, after many days, that the word of Jehovah came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and the famine was sore in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, who was over the household. Now Obadiah feared Jehovah greatly, for it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of Jehovah, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, Go through the land unto all the fountains of water and unto all the brooks. Peradventure we may find grass and save the horses and the mules alive, that we may not lose all the beast. So they divided the land between them to pass through it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 7. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him, and fell on his face, and said, Is it thou, my lord Elijah? And he answered and said unto him, It is I. Go tell thy lord, behold, Elijah is here. And he said, Wherein have I sinned, that thou wouldest deliver thy servant into the hand of Ahab to slay me? As Jehovah thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom whither my lord hath not sent to seek thee. And when they said, He is not here, he took an oath of his kingdom and nation, that they found thee not. And now thou sayest, Go tell my lord, behold, Elijah is here. And it will come to pass, as soon as I am gone from thee, that the Spirit of Jehovah will carry thee whither I know not. And so, when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he will slay me. But I, thy servant, fear Jehovah from my youth. Was it not told my lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of Jehovah, how I hid 100 men of Jehovah's prophets by 50 in a cave, and fed them with bread and water? And now thou sayest, Go tell thy lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he will slay me. And Elijah said, As Jehovah of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 16. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Is it thou, thou troubler of Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of Jehovah, and thou hast followed the Balaam. Now therefore send and gather me all Israel into Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the Asherah 400 that eat at Jezebel's table. 1 Kings chapter 18. and verse 20. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together into Mount Carmel. And Elijah came near unto the people and said, How long go ye limping between the two sides? If Jehovah be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah to the people, Even I only am left a prophet of Jehovah, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay on the wood, and put no fire under, and I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under. And ye call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of Jehovah. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 25. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, Choose ye one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first, for ye are many. And call on the name of your God, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us! But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leapt about the altar which was made, and it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them, and said, Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is musing, or he has gone aside, or he is on a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth, and must be awakened. And they cried aloud, and cut themselves after the manner with knives and lances, until the blood gushed out of them. And it was so, when midday was past, that they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening oblation. But there was neither voice, nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of Jehovah that was thrown down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of Jehovah came, saying, Israel has thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I alone, am left. I'm going to have to back up and read that again, because again, this Bible has a page that is out of place. So let me read from 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 31, and then I'll continue on correctly here. It says, Elijah took the 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of Jehovah came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he builded an altar in the name of Jehovah. And he made a trench about the altar, as great as could contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid it on the wood. And he said, Fill 4 jars with water, and pour it on the burnt offering and on the wood. And he said, Do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, Do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening oblation that Elijah the prophet came near and said, O Jehovah, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, Jehovah, hear me, that this people may know that thou, Jehovah, art God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of Jehovah fell and consumed the burnt offering, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. We'll continue this in the next class.